I don't want no rock crying out in my place.
No.
Right.
I want to be the church.
Yes.
Right.
I want to be the one that God flows through.
Yes.
Yes.
I seen that video a while ago, and God showed me that there was a channel. Larry Perry talked about a channel, a reservoir. God is our reservoir.
Yes.
He's overflowing today, right. But the channel is empty.
Mm-hmm.
Because we will not allow the praise to come forth. So God has challenged us today.
Yes. Come on.
I wonder why God's not doing anything today. God is the reservoir. The dams are overflowing, but they cannot open because nobody will be the channel that will cry out to God and seek the miracles. We don't see salvation anymore because God is saying the channel is stopped up because nobody opens their mouth and prays for the lost anymore.
Come on.
We don't have no hands anymore because nobody.
Come on.
God said, no more. Be my church.
Yes.
I close the door.
Amen.
So be the church.
Yes.
Open your mouth and let the river flow.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
You know, it's like this. Sometimes spirit's not moving, we say. Well, if that's the case, it's time for you to move the spirit.
Yeah.
Start worshiping.
Yeah.
Start worshiping. You won't feel like it. Don't matter. Start worshiping.
Mm-hmm.
He'll fill the place. He inhabits the praises of his people. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, y'all.
Amen.
He's here.
Yes.
He's here.
Amen.
Let him flow through you. Let him flow through you. Thank God for that word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God for that word.
Amen.
Got something else? Okay. Offering time.
Offering time.
Offering time.
Thank you, Lord.
You may return to your seats. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap of praise. Thank you, guys, upstairs. Thank you, Wanda. Thank all of you for entering into God's presence. God is wanting to do something all the time. Amen.
You know, we're not just here to take up money. We're here to worship and praise God. And when we come with our tithes and our offerings, that's a form of worship. And I want a bunch to worship him with. Amen. He said he gives us seeds to sow, and I believe he's not slack in it. I just want to encourage the church this morning. This is what the Lord gave me. You know what? We've been made more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who loved us, the word says. I don't know what you're going through this morning. You may be going through marital problems. You may be feeling like you've been assigned a sickness and a disease that you can't shake. You may be broke, busted, and disgusted on the edge of bankruptcy. But I'm here to tell you today, you've been made more than a conqueror. Because he loves you. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ever even ask or think. And sometimes you think you have the most lousy job, that you don't want to go to that job. That you feel like it's just, you're just taking up empty space. But there's one thing I know. You've been set there on an assignment. You know, I was a collector in the credit card department at the bank for 25 years in mortgage and in credit cards. But there was hardly a day that went by that I was not able to minister to somebody. And they would say, I'm so glad I got you today. Because you know what? I wasn't going to put them under because they couldn't pay. I was going to lift them up. And if they opened that door, I'd pray for them right there on the phone. It didn't matter to me if they was recording me. Because I wanted those people to be blessed. Because if it wasn't for the grace of God, there I'd be. So when you think about your job and you don't want to go in the morning, just remember, you're on an assignment.
That's right.
Assignment by God. Let him touch through you. Let him flow through you. Let him minister through you. Because you know what? You've been made more than a conqueror. It doesn't matter what this stage looks like up here, that it's empty, and it doesn't matter about all these seats that are empty out here today. We've been made more than a conqueror. And we call these seats filled. We call people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And we send forth the angels to bring them in. God, you're able to do it. All things are possible with him. We thank you, Lord God, that sheep breed sheep. And we're the sheep. And we're the church. And we're the ones that's got to bring them in. He will send forth the angels and he will urge people to come in. But you know what? It's our responsibility. Have you invited anybody lately? Are you being the church? Do you want your church filled? Do you love your church? Do you care about it? I don't want to put you under condemnation and guilt this morning, but I just want you to know that you need to rise up and be the church. He hiss and whistles for people. He wants them here. And let's be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and hear his voice. And when he tells us to go to somebody or he tells us to call somebody, be obedient. Be quick to obey. Miss Ann's always saying, be quick to obey. So I hope you don't feel beaten down this morning, but I hope you feel like you're more than a conqueror this morning. That you're the head and you're not the tail. Y'all are above and not beneath. You're blessed in the city and you're blessed in the country. Don't matter what it looked like, the old black man said. Don't matter what it looked like. We're blessed. Lord, I just thank you this morning that we are more than conquerors. Thank you for your love. Because your word says we've been made more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us. Thank you for that love, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that breaks every yoke in this place. We thank you, Lord God, there are people in here that need financial blessings. And Lord, I thank you that your arm is not waxed short, but it's able to do what you sent it to do. Your word will prevail. Every need's met, nothing missing and nothing broken. I thank you, Lord, there's people in here that need jobs. And I thank you, Lord God, that you'll give them jobs. You'll give them raises. You'll give them promotion. You'll give them favor. You'll give them increase. I thank you, Father, that the Holy Ghost is on this church. For increase, and the people will see that we are blessed. We are a blessed people, and they'll say, I'm going to go down to that church because I see they're blessed. I thank you, Lord, the blessing of the Most High is on us. Thank you, Lord God, that when we give this tithe and this offering this morning, we're blessed, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You'll cause man to give unto our bosom because that's what your word says. Your word says it, we believe it, and that settles it. We thank you. We are blessed. We're under the commanded blessing. In Jesus' name, come and give in faith. Great job.
Expecting
Praise God, everybody. We having church?
Amen.
Amen. This is a resurrection day. It's not a funeral day.
That's right.
Amen. Glory to God. I don't know what's going on back here on this road, but there's a rumbling going on. Y'all just receive it, okay? And there's a rumbling going on in all of our lives. If we'll just listen to the Spirit, our feet are beginning to, we're feeling something. You know, if you ever been standing beside a train track or something, you just feel the ground just doing this. And I know we sang the song, we're not going to be shaken, but sometimes there's a good shaking. And I just feel that. The Lord showed that to me a while ago. And there's a shaking. God is waking people up. It's like your feet and your hands are asleep, but your feet are waking up. And your hands are going to be waking up. And your mind's going to wake up. And your eyes are going to pop up and say, glory to God. Look what God has done.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm alive and well. I got a future.
Yeah.
This world has no future.
Right.
It has no future in this world. But we have a future.
Yeah.
And that future is one day closer for sure. As Wanda said earlier, we're not going to die. If you love the Lord, you're not going to die. Now, that's pretty cool. That's good advertisement for your church. We could put on a sign out there, if you love Jesus, you're not going to die. Well, they'll come in and ask a question, you know, just out of curiosity, if nothing else. We'll take up the offering first, then let them ask the question. Amen. But we're not going to die. How cool. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, show us exactly, Lord God, where we're going. And we'll follow you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. Jerry, I don't know if you remember this. Everybody watching? Everybody looking at me? Wet paint. Can y'all see that? We got it on the screen? Wet paint. Okay. We'll just leave it laying right there. This will be the third Sunday I've tried to preach this message, so we're going to get to it today. But Jerry, you remember one, I think it was probably a Wednesday night or a Sunday night for sure. I know it was a night service. But we were standing up here, you and I, and maybe somebody else was with us. And we prayed, and the building actually shook. Now, I just want you guys to know this. That really happened. And it happened more than once. But the people need to know about the miracles. And they're not going to know till we tell them. If they're not here, so let's tell them out there. Call them up. Glory to God. This is what the Lord shared through David, what was pouring through Wanda this morning. God's wonder is all around us. And he is coming back. The king is coming. Amen. We used to say back in the 70s, are you rapture ready? You remember that, Miss Rowe? Rapture ready. We thought we were so spiritual saying stuff like that. Rapture ready. But it's really good. Are you ready for the rapture? Amen? Are you ready? I'm telling you, not because I feel like I ate cereal this morning, I feel like I'm full. That doesn't mean anything. I'm telling you because the Word of God says he's coming to get us. He is coming to get you. Are you ready to go with him? Amen? He'll come in the clouds and he'll say, come here. And we'll either go or we won't go. You'll hear or you won't hear. We've got to be ready. Our spirit will bear witness with that. And if you're born again, you're gone. Well, why do we want to leave? Because if you knew what's on the way for this earth, you do not want to stay around. Amen? You do not. Let's just say it out loud. I do not want to stay around after the church leaves. The church is the only thing holding this planet together, as we know. Your prayers, well, is, you know, we're going to meet this afternoon at 5 and we're going to pray. Well, that's sweet. It's more than sweet. There's battle going on there. Nations are changing. People are being saved, born again. Things are happening because people are interceding and changes are happening. Amen? He's called the church to pray. He showed up one day when he was on earth and said, this used to be a house of prayer, but now it's a den of thieves. So he nonchalantly went back home. That's not what he did. Right? What did he do? He tore the place up. He kicked out the unbelief. He kicked out the religion. I said he kicked out the religion. Who wants to get baptized this morning? Who needs to be baptized this morning? Are we ready to meet the Lord? What a question. It's a $64,000 question. It's a question of all questions. How will you answer? Oh, we can all lie like we used to. Well, I'm Episcopalian. That don't count. It don't count whatever denomination you are. Because that sign's going to burn right off that building one day. It's about what's in the heart. Do you belong to Jesus or not? Amen is right. Amen. Let's go to, can we go to Luke 17, verse 26, please? Just for the sake of a little bit of reviewing, do we know what's next on God's calendar? The big event. And you can pray till you're blue in the face. You're not going to change God's plan for man. The rapture will happen. That's the next big thing on planet Earth. Can you imagine that we'll be here one moment and then the twinkling of an eye we'll be with him? It's the same when you die physically. Your spirit is gone. You're in the presence of God. Amen? Amen. And we were doing that song a while ago, he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of it all. He's worthy of it all. You know, well, what am I going to do when I see him? I can probably tell you a lot of what you can do and what me. We're going to fall down. We're going to fall down. Because the love of God is so great, you can't stand in his presence. You remember in the garden, as the night that Jesus was betrayed, the soldiers came, and one of them asked Jesus, Jesus said, whom do you seek? We seek Jesus. Are you paying attention? He said, I am he. And they all fell down. Soldiers. Mean guys, big guys, strong guys. They all fell down when he said, I am he. Well, the I am he lives in you. And I am he lives in me. So when you say to the devil, I am a child of the living God, and in the name of Jesus, go. He's got to go. Amen? Am I at the right church? I'm going to go over here. They're a little quiet over here. You're quiet, and I like it. Right, Jimmy? He's nodding his head. He'll like it. Yeah, have to break his neck up there. I am he. I'm he who created all things. I'm the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. Glory to God, y'all. Do we realize the gravity of whose presence we're in? Do you realize the gravity, the magnitude of what God is, what he's done, and who he is? And he's coming back. Those beautiful scenes and the songs we sang makes you just think about God made all of that, but he can't make my car payment. And as it was in the days of Noah, I love King James, don't you? Noe. Days of Noah. I looked that up this morning on my concordance. I said, as is in the days of Noah, O-A-H. I couldn't find anything in Luke. Whereas I knew Luke. I had it. I mean, so anyway, I found it, and it's Noe. But anyway, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Those days are coming. As the days of Noah, let's just hang out right here just a second. Let's just think about the days of Noah. Have you got any ideas what it would be like? No cars and planes and trains and all that stuff, but there was plenty of life and plenty of people on the planet. But there was this preacher. His name was Noah. He had three boys, had a wife. They had wives. Glory to God. And the earth was so bad. Now, are you getting this? The earth was so bad. The violence was so great. It was unbelievable. The Bible says, God says, sin and iniquity was on all people except Noah found favor in the eyes of God. It got down, folks. This is how serious it was. If Noah hadn't been right, we wouldn't be here. But he was right. He wasn't perfect, but he was right in his heart. Amen. So that lets you off the hook. You know, don't try to live your life perfect because you won't make it. You'll just make yourself frustrated and you'll get more unperfect all the time. So, you got Noah. God says, Noah built an ark. So, it hadn't rained. They didn't know what this was. And I mean, we're talking about, and when you go back and really study this out, there are giants on the earth that are ferocious. They're unnatural, unholy, ungodly creatures. And they're coming back. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be before Jesus returns in the rapture. You don't want to be here. And he told Noah, said, Noah, I want you to build this ark. Everybody say ark. Okay. This ark. And I want you to put all the animals are going to come onto it. And we'll save creatures. And they'll do this. And we'll save you. It got down to 8 people. Can you imagine? Jackie, I have a hard time wrapping my head around this. To think like God thinks is impossible for me. But your faith can grab it if you know the Word of God a little bit. That God so loved this world, for God so loved that world, that he gave his only begotten Son. You know the rest of that? He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, who is dinging me? Maybe it's Lila. She called me one night, you know. Yeah. It's not Lila. The day is coming. It's unavoidable. And we better be ready. The time before Noah was so bad. God could not find one person outside of Noah that had a pure bloodline. that had a bloodline from Adam and Eve. There's no mixture of blood. If you read the Old Testament sometimes, and God tells Joshua, whoever you read, when you get there, kill everybody. That don't sound like God. You know why? God don't like mixed blood. And we're not talking about things that are obvious. We're talking about God's blood. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have life everlasting. That's why we're not ever going to die. Right, Wanda?
Right.
Because why? Jesus came. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus gave his blood. And in his blood, what's different about his blood? It's precious blood. Mankind had nothing to do with his blood. Mary conceived by the Holy Spirit. And Jesus was born. And when you study it out and begin to read about it, the devil has tried 1,000 times or more to destroy that bloodline. Amen. If he knew that seed was coming. He knew Jesus would come. The Messiah was coming. If I could just get this blood polluted, if I could get rid of this or that. And that's wonder why Herod wanted to kill all the little boys that was 2 years old and under. Because he said, well, one of them's got to be the Messiah. But he had left town. He was in Egypt for a while. But he came back. And he's coming back again. Do you want to live victoriously? You got to have Jesus. I do not want to go through these days. And this is the heartbreak of it all. Many will. What did God tell us about? Pray for all those in authority over us, because it's God's will that all come into the knowledge and the saving grace of God. Right? Right. Why would he say, pray for those in authority? Because they're ruling nations. They're making policy. Amen. We have freedom in this nation. But you go to a nation where there's a dictator, you better do what he says or you're gone. Amen. We ought to all be at the altar 24/7 just to thank God we're in America. Even if it's in a big mess. But God is the Savior of the world. And he will save us. He'll turn our nations around. And he turns our leaders around. He'll turn our judges around. He'll turn us all around if we'll pray and intercede. That's his will. But not everybody's going to do what God says to do. Have you noticed? Have you noticed? Have you noticed? And as you look at this scripture and you look at what's going on in the world, hope I don't offend anybody today. But pointing out some things. But in the days of Noah, you cannot believe the perversion in every way you can think of. The perversion is on the earth. And it's getting worse every day, every day. Well, can we just, for 20 minutes, watch the news or read a paper or something or look around and understand and see that whole thing's happening right here now on this planet? I mean, I don't know why anybody would want to have surgery to become a woman or a man. That's not biblical. Not the way God made it. Even in Genesis, it says that, you know, after every seed would reproduce of its own kind. But there's all kind of things going on, y'all. And some of this is not heaven or hell issues, probably. Jesus isn't what that's all about. But when you really think about it and you look back what they were doing back in those days, I wonder why tattoos got so popular. When we were growing up, nobody got a tattoo. And the ones that did it with an ink pen and a knife, a razor blade or something. It's real attractive. They couldn't spell good either sometimes. I had Rosie on my chest, but I'm married to Susie. Okay. Don't get offended now. I'm not saying anybody's got tattoos going to hell. But all that came back in those days. Read it. It's getting worse today. It's even popular today. And not pointing fingers, but there are preachers that got tattoos and proud of them. Okay, fine. But don't you like yourself the way it was? Don't you think God's a better creator than you are? Now, I thank God for makeup and hair dye, don't y'all? I don't go for the hair dye, but anyway. As John Osteen says, a little paint on the barn goes a long way. I like it. And it's okay to cut your hair, too. Aren't you ladies glad I said that? Yeah! Hallelujah. But these gross things that we are enduring and seeing now, and the thing that really tricks me up is the fact that children coming behind us are not seeing any different. Why? Because the church is not being the church. Well, I tell you what, if I'd have showed up in another United Methodist Church with a tattoo, I'd have been ostracized and beat to death. Yep. Amen. And that's just a tattoo. I'm not saying you're going to hell. No way. But I'm telling you this. These things began to happen way back. And they've gotten worse and worse. And our generation is seeing the worst of it all. We're this close. I believe we're that close to the rapture. How much more can we stand? My message today by the Holy Spirit is this: wet paint. How many of you want to come up here and see if that's really wet? I asked this question the other day. It's a little gotten a little stale now because I've started this message three times and we're finally getting to it that this is not wet. But, you know, there were people last week and the week before said, you know, I thought I just want to come touch that. I know people that if you wrote wet paint on that door, they would touch it just to see. Just to see. Diane's saying guilty up there. Just to see. Well, the church is that way a lot too. We're touching the world just to see. And if you'll notice, if this really was wet paint, when I leave, I've got it on me. I'm taking it with me. We are more than conquerors. We are the children of God. We're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. I know we're thinking about and talking about some physical things here, but the main thing is this. It all bleeds over. If you're not right in here, how can you expect this house to be right? Amen?
Amen.
But praise God. Mm-hmm. Jesus is alive and well. And as I saw in my spirit, trying to wrap my mind around all this, how bad it was back then. But God made an ark and called a man to preach. Well, how foolish. Is that all he's going to do? No, but it worked pretty well. We came through the flood, right? All the elephants. And I've still got to talk to him about fire ants and armadillos. I don't know how they got on the boat. I got to talk to Noah when I see him. But the ark that Noah built, they got on and the rains came. Even after he preached 120 years, telling people, repent, the rain's coming, the ark is the only thing that will save you. They didn't get on. And the day came, I said out loud, the day came. The day came, the day's going to come too when Jesus steps out. And it's going to be too late for some. This is a sobering time. All we have to do is look around. It gets real sober. I mean, my goodness. We're in a train and we're just about to go off the cliff. But the rapture will happen. The ark began to float. Stayed on floating for about a year. And then they got off. Amen. Beautiful story, right? I wish it were real. It is real. It's the way it was. But that ark is a type of Jesus. Jesus is a type of the ark. He is your saving grace today. He is the one that has conquered hell, death, and the grave. And if you're in him, you're right. If you are in him, you are right with God. If you're born again, you love Jesus, you are right with God. I don't care if you got a tattoo on the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. That don't matter. But I'm just telling you, that's not God's best plan. Sure is quiet in this Holy Ghost meeting. What if one hair falls out? If I pull one hair, what if I get one hair cut? No, you won't make it. Well, I'd be, David, even Jeff been sad shape. Glory to God. And you paid to get it cut too, glory to God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, the church had better wake up. We better wake up. If there's ever been a time to pray, if there's ever been a time to be alive, vibrant, bold for Christ, it is now. Because you and I are the only thing holding this planet together. We're about to leave, and it's about to go crazy. Crazy. You don't want to see it. Creatures like you've never seen before on the earth, powerful. Just ripping things apart. And there's nowhere to hide. There's that guy was singing a while ago, I want to go back to church. There's going to be a lot of folks singing that song that missed the boat. I want to go back to church. They're crying, I want to go back to church. The church ain't here no more. It'll be very hard to be saved after the church is gone. You about have to be martyred to do that. We'll talk about that some other time. But the thing today is this, for you and for me, to get out of the wet paint business and get on God's business. Try to stop sticking our finger in everything we see just because we saw it on TV. Amen? But as your mama used to tell you, if little Johnny was running and going to jump off a cliff, would you go too? You know, because we had told her some lame excuse why we were where we were. Because, let's see, who can I pick on? I'll pick on Mim. He's not here. My first cousin, Mim, right? I was with Mim. Well, if Mim was going to jump off a cliff, would you jump too? I probably would have. I jumped out of a barn one day. Praise God. Thank God for him. He tried to burn me up in a barn one day. That's another story for another. So know this for sure. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of man. Back in the day of Noah, God said, I repent. I even made man. I know his heart breaks, but he sees he's not going to leave us here, y'all. Come on. He's not going to leave us here, Dina. He's given us an ark. He's given us the message all around the world. Online, all around the world at one time, you can hear the story of Jesus. Amen. Noah preached it for 120 years, but nobody listened. There are, 8 billion people on the planet? He's coming. He's going to redeem us from what's ahead of us. He loves you that much. There's a song. Brother Copeland sings it a lot, and it's a really good song. I'm not going to try to sing it. Somebody say amen, thank God. When he was on the cross, you were on his mind. And it wasn't just about your condition at that point in time. It's about what was ahead in the future. Are they going to be around when the rapture happens? Are they going to be saved? Are they going to make it to heaven? You see, Jesus is our shepherd, right? And he's leading us all the days of our life. If we'll follow him, he's leading us. And the destination, he's leading us home. That's the whole thing. Let's go to John 14, verse 1, please. John 14, verse 1. You've all heard this at any funeral you've ever been to. And that's okay. Jesus is saying, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Everybody say, praise God. Do you believe in God today?
Yes.
You believe Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Do you believe he was raised from the dead?
Yes.
Do you believe he's your Savior?
Yes.
Well, glory to God. Let the redeemed say so. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He was raised from the dead. And I believe that if I believe in him, I'll be made right with God. You just punched your ticket. You probably already had it punched. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Everybody got that? Verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. Interesting word. If it were not so, I would have told you. But Jesus told us. Because it's so. Because it's true, Jesus told you that in my Father's house are many mansions or rooms. Amen. You got a spot on the team, whatever. You got a mansion. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Amen? Let's do 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Somebody ought to shout amen.
Amen.
I mean, he's not wasting his time building a mansion for you, Keith. It's on purpose. Why? Because something's going to happen one day. Called the rapture. That's what this is all about. I will come again and receive you to myself. What does that sound like to you? Here's Jesus in heaven. Here's all of us out here. And today is the day. It's rapture day. It's rapture day. Y'all, this is going to happen. I am confident because it's the Word of God. And I'm looking forward to it. Well, what are you going to do when you see him? I don't know and I don't care. Well, what I do, I'm going to do. Glory to God. And Jesus, I wish gravity could be suspended for a second. I'd just step out. Wouldn't that be cool? But it won't, so I'll just step down here. Jesus steps out on the cloud and says, come up here, church. My body. And after 45 days or so, it'll be like the flood. In the twinkling of an eye, we'll be changed. We'll get a glorified body. I can't wait. And those that were dead in Christ are going to come out of the grave, be caught up together to meet him in the air. Their spirits will come back. We'll all meet right there. Glory be to God. And then we're going to have a supper. Glory to God. Y'all want none of you ladies have to cook. Isn't that good? Yeah. Got to be some strawberry cake there, though. You ain't making it, okay. But he's coming. Are you ready to go? Yeah. Are you touching wet paint? I hope that works. It's sweat. It's going to work. Don't touch the wet paint, people. It'll stick to you. You can touch Jesus. It'll be okay. He's going to touch you. Wouldn't it be so cool? This is the God of all creation. It's touchable. Somebody's beeping. Is it me? This program is interrupted. Goodbye. God is good. God is taking you home, people. I'll leave with this question. If your neighbor's house was on fire, would you get him out? Would you call him and say, hey, sir, your house is on fire? Well, yeah. That may happen, may not happen. But it's a surety. It is a sure thing that we're going to leave this planet one day. And let's tell somebody about it. Amen? You don't have to worry them. Just, hey, are you ready to go? Father, thank you for the gravity of your word, your spirit, and your presence. The glory of God crushes and we fall down. Lord, I'm fully aware that when we see you, we'll fall down. You're just so pure. You are love. You are everything. You're all powerful. Lord God, we want to worship you. So Lord, help us to just worship you now and enjoy our salvation because we're saved. And you have a place for all of us. So Lord, help us be alive in you. That Lord, we may be the light and the salt of the earth, a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Lord God, I thank you. And I'm asking this group, all of our church members and myself, Lord God, we want to be on fire for you. As Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will worship the Lord. Can we say that with all honesty today? Amen? Are we ready? Are you rapture ready? Amen. Not everybody's going to make it. None got on the ark but the eight. Thank God. That's how I'll stand up, please. Thank you for this. Has been difficult to get my head around all this, but thing is this, it's real clear, real simple. God's coming back. This is not the second coming, it's the rapture. And the church is leaving. We'll come back later on our horses. But the thing is this, we are the body of Christ. We're part of that escape mechanism. Let's take some folks with us. Amen? Glory to God. Father, I'm asking today for myself, for all of us at Faith Outreach. This is who we are. This is where we are. This is where we come to church. This is where we assemble. This is where we gather. Lord God, I pray for the Holy Ghost and fire to baptize us afresh. That, Lord God, we won't mind coming and praying. We won't mind. We'll set things aside and put you first. And that is really a hard issue. So, Lord God, I thank you and praise you. That your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord God, for saving us and our families. We stand on the scripture. And we thank you, Lord God, for good things are happening in Jesus' name. And Lord God, thank you that you made a way that we won't have to go through tribulation. We'll be out of here. And Lord God, help us to take all that we can. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.